Hiccup fiddled and fiddled with the ticking thing as he worried, and the back of it fell open. And for the first time he noticed, along with the little delicate moving wheels on the inside, there was a tiny little inscription. Two letters. G-G. Hiccup's heart beat a little quicker, for he had seen those letters before, and he knew what they stood for. Grimbeard the Ghastly. Hiccup had assumed that this ticking thing had been made by Norbert's father, Big Job, and he had always felt a little guilty about stealing it from Norbert. But it seemed that Big Job had perhaps stolen it himself. For this ticking thing surely belonged to the heir of Grimbeard the Ghastly, and the heir to Grimbeard the Ghastly was Hiccup. And now he was absolutely sure there was a precise reason for the time that Old Wrinkly had given him. He did not yet know what the reason was, but he was certain that somehow there was some kind of pattern to it that he did not yet understand. Some way in which everything interconnected, like the little tiny wheels revolving in the instrument in front of him. 6 hours. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, went the ticking thing, a little louder still. They were never going to get there in 6 hours. By boat. Hiccup looked up, and his eye caught Norbert's defective flying machine, salvaged from the sea by the prudent wanderers and now lashed to the figurehead of one of the other wanderer boats. There was a very strong wind today. Hiccup knew from the time he had spent in a Roman observation balloon, it's a long story, see How to Speak Dragonese, that flying was much quicker than sailing. If only that flying machine actually worked. Fishleg saw what Hiccup was looking at and guessed what he was thinking.
Oh no, Hiccup, oh, seriously, you have got to be joking. Remember how many times they tried that thing out on the journey and how many times it fell out of the sky like a stone? That flying machine doesn't work.
We thought to stop the boat from sinking and scare away the big sea creatures machine didn't work, didn't we? Hiccup pointed out, and we were wrong.
But we're so close now, so close, and so alive, which is the important thing, gasped Fishlegs. What is the point of risking it all right now, after all that we've been through, when we're so very nearly there? No, I'm putting my foot down this time, Hiccup. I can't let you do it.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, went the ticking thing.